Tracy Martin is the Minister for Internal Affairs and Overseas Fire and Emergency. She says there's an historical problem of bullying and harassment, but action is being taken to fix that.
What we saw from the Coral Shore report was that Fire and Emergency has a historical problem with bullying and harassment here in New Zealand. And so that is why the Shore report was so important, and also the actions that Fens have taken since then and continue to take are really, really vital.
The actions that they're taking, though, don't seem to go far enough for the complainants. They're saying complete inaction, in fact. What are you confident is being done to change things there?
Well, I guess I can only talk from my conversations with the board. I can only talk from my conversations with the CE, my conversations with the women's leadership groups. I was at the UFBA conference last year, where this was actually the major focus of that conference for our firefighters. I was at the Women in Firefighters Australian conference here in 2018 at Te Papa, where this was another major focus. So I know that this has been and is a focus for Fire and Emergency New Zealand. They have been moving on some of the 33 recommendations that came out of the Shore report. And I have confidence, the chairman of the board gives me confidence that they are moving forward with an independent complaints process.
How independent is that complaints process going to be? How's it going to work?
Well, it's out for tender at the moment, is my understanding, in the conversations that I've had with Paul Swain, the chairman of the board. And so, because I think probably one of the first things to understand is we have career firefighters, so they would be covered by employment law if there was any issue like this. And then you've got volunteers, and it's volunteers that the complaints process needs to be accessible and fair and transparent, but independent. So one of the things that the Fire and Emergency has been doing is two rounds of consultation with our employees, with volunteers and the public about how that scheme would work. But right now, there is a tender out for that independent organisation to be able to provide that service.
A tender because that service is going to be contracted by Fens?
Certainly. The money will be paid by Fens to an independent organisation to deliver on that, on the surety for both mediation or taking the complaints to the level that they need to be taken to.
But in comparing this independent body with the IPCA, for example, over at police, that is completely independent. If this is being contracted by Fens, doesn't that call into question just how independent it is?
So I guess that would only be a suggestion if one is saying that this organisation that would tender for this contract would not do the job they are paid to do because they feel that they owe Fens some sort of loyalty? Is that what you're suggesting? That they couldn't be an independent body and actually make sure that they followed through appropriately on complaints?
Just in that, how removed are they from Fire Emergency in the first place? If that is who their contract is through, there is, you know, somewhat of a relationship there, as opposed to the IPCA, where that's a completely independent body.
Well, the independence comes from that certainly while somebody is paying your bills, I would imagine that your reputational value, that you do the job you are paid to do appropriately and at the highest level, is what maintains that the confidence of the public and as well as those using your service.
Just in terms of understanding how you've been hearing about the complaints and the media reports, how many of the stories of the women who've come forward have you heard or have you spoken to about their experiences?
Well, I understand that one of the young ladies contacted my office around a cadet program around early 2019, sent a letter to my office, and I responded to her. She raised concerns about a cadet program, and I responded to her around the screening and so on and so forth that Fens has in place. Otherwise, I don't, to the best of my knowledge, I haven't had any direct contact with the complainants.
Are you confident that young woman's situation was dealt with?
I would prefer not to comment on the specific cases of these women. I don't know enough to be able to answer that with confidence because they are historical cases and part of them was managed by the police, part of them was managed by the Fire and Emergency New Zealand, and none of that was managed by my office.
I guess in terms of understanding how historical these cases are, though, the complaints are still coming forward and women say the culture still isn't changing. So if that was 18 months ago that happened, how do we know what is happening now? Other than the conversations you're having with the board, these complainants are still coming forward. Are you confident things are changing?
Well, as I say, sorry, I apologise. I understood your last question to mean the two women that are actually in the mainstream media at the moment. If you're referring to others who have come through the complaint system, the interim complaint system that have been in place in fire and emergency over the last 3 years, then I don't recall having any direct conversation with any of the complainants. I do, however, sit down and have sat down with the women's leadership group that was put together at in around about 2017, 2018 by Fire and Emergency New Zealand to make sure that the women inside the organisation were able to articulate freely the challenges that they had, that they were able to articulate that to the leadership teams of Fire and Emergency New Zealand with no backlash, and so that they were part of changing the culture, a historical culture that was inherited by Fire and Emergency New Zealand.